Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 33rd verse of Surah Al-Ankabut. So, let's listen to the verse, and we will be back with our discussion.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ولما أن جاءت رسلنا لوطا سيئ بهم وضاق بهم ذرعا وقالوا لا تخف ولا تحزن إِنَّا مُنَجُّوكَ وَأَهْلَكَ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكَ كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ.
And when our messengers came to Lot, he was distressed for them and felt for them great discomfort. They said, "Fear not, nor grieve. Indeed, we will save you and your family, except your wife. She is to be of those who remain behind."
So, brothers and sisters, as you listen to the verse, and you were with us probably in the previous episodes, we were discussing the story of Prophet Lut. And we said that Prophet Lut insisted to actually inform his people, to invite them to monotheism, to actually make them leave these kinds of indecencies and lewdnesses they had. But he was not successful, actually. So, there were some messenger angels from the Almighty Allah that came to Prophet Abraham. They gave him the glad tidings that he is going to be granted actually a son from the side of the Almighty Allah. And they also said that we're sorry that we have to destroy this town. So Prophet Abraham, since he actually wanted his heart to calm down, he asked about the destiny of Prophet Lut, and they responded thereupon that there would be no chastisement for him. Of course, I do have to mention this important point here, that it's not a rule that each and every time the seemingly actually righteous ones are not going to be punished because of the actually unbelievers and the evildoers. No, that's not the point. I mean, there happens, and there has been this actually experience, and we have had this many times throughout the history and the history of the different nations, that the Almighty Allah issued the commandment of chastisement for them, for a whole nation, because only some of them were just doing the wrong things, and they were evildoers. But the rest of those people, although they were not evildoers themselves, but they actually remained silent and did not do anything about it. Not even intrinsically, not even their hearts, they hated the action. Although they didn't actually commit the action themselves, but they actually seemed to be having no problem with what was going on in the society. And that's why they were all chastised altogether. But in this case, The Almighty Allah says that we're not going to actually chastise and we're not going to punish the family of Prophet Lut because they have done their best except his wife. So it is interesting that this verse also continues and says, وَلَمَّا أَنْجَأَتْ رُسُولُنَا لُوطًا, and when our messengers came to Lut, سِيئَ بِهِمْ, he was grieved on their account, وَضَاقَ بِهِمْ ذَرْعًا, and distressed for them. وَقَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ, but they said, fear not and do not grieve, إِنَّا مُنَجُّوكَ وَأَهْلَكَ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكَ كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ, for verily we shall deliver you and your family except your wife. She shall be of those who stay behind. We'll have a break and we're going to be back. So, brothers and sisters, regarding this 33rd verse, we understand that in a kind of situation, in a kind of society that is polluted and corruption is seen in it, the men of Allah are in straitened circumstances. And even for protecting their own guests and children, they are worried too. The family relation does not save a person. That's what we explicitly understand from this verse. But faith and righteous deeds is the key of deliverance. So that's why the verse says, وَلَمَّا أَنْجَأَتْ رُسُولُنَا لُوطًا سِيءَ بِهِمْ وَضَاقَ بِهِمْ ذَرْعًا, when they came, Prophet Lut was grieved on their account, سِيءَ بِهِمْ وَضَاقَ بِهِمْ ذَرْعًا, and he was distressed for them. So Lut's anxiety was for that he did not know them. They were in the form of some handsome youths, and the arrival of such guests in that polluted environment might become the source of trouble for Prophet Lut, and probably it will be a disrespect before his guests. So that's why he became seriously thoughtful that the reaction of those astray, disgrace, and shameful people, what would their actually reaction be towards these honorable guests? So that is the reason why he was actually worried about them. سِيءَ بِهِمْ وَضَاقَ بِهِمْ ذَرْعًا. He actually was grieved on their account and distressed for them. This is a rather interesting story that we'll continue to mention and continue to discuss it later on in the next episode. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.